unicorn.
The smarter you are, the more you know. Happiness is a trap. It can't last forever. Let's say you meet the love of your life. Well, it's still gonna end. It's inevitable, whether by the slow pull of a disease or the shock of loose footing on a hiking trail, whether it be the corrosion of two personalities that reshape each other until they're incompatible, or maybe the old stranger in a bar who says the things that need to be said to that person that night. The point is, happiness always ends. Best case scenario, think about this. Best case is that you die at the same time. Yikes.
I want to kill the unicorn.
Guide you on fire.
Come on, man.
Hey everybody! Sorry about that.
How's everybody doing? How are my horny horses out there? Sorry, I just took a huge hit before I got on the mic there. Big mistake. Heard my drop coming. I'm like, oh shit. But hey, how's everybody doing? Hopefully I'm sounding good. Yeah. How was everybody's weekend?
Come on, man.
Hopefully you had a good one. The weather's been off and on here. It's been good the last couple fucking days. But I think we're going to get back into some fucking rain here into Austin, Texas. Your cousin from Austin. That's what I always think of when I hear that commercial. You ever heard that commercial? I think it's like Samuel Adams or some shit. It goes, your cousin from Austin. And every time I hear it, I hear, your cousin from Austin. But the weather the last 2 days has been fucking tremendous, man. Tremendous. It's big. It's tremendous. It's the greatest weather. I'll get Trump down one of these days. Not much going on here except for cleaning and packing again. Thank God most of my shit is packed up. We're going to be moving to a new location. A new studio to look the same, pretty much, I think. I don't know, I might change some stuff in the background. I don't know, you guys really don't see video anyway. I'm working on that. I don't want to... I could put it on YouTube. But I just don't agree with YouTube's... way of thinking, the way they run things there. I like to put my music up there. I'm trying to put clips up there. Maybe I'll put clips up there and then you guys can listen to it on Spotify or wherever you get the podcast. I prefer Spotify. That's my main hub. But I know a lot of people don't want to go download the application. So whatever. Get it out there. Like, share, spread the word, man. The horny horse army of individuals is out there. We're coming. Skeet, skeet. We're coming, I said.
I want to kill the unicorn.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
I think once I get settled down and everything's back to normal, we might go back to dropping on Wednesdays. But I've been enjoying the Friday drops. The Friday drops is giving me a little more time during the week. But once I get settled in, things are changing. The wave is coming of goodness and positivity, things that I've been lacking lately. But I feel a change, a tide of change coming. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be changing so much where I'm gays for Palestine or anything. But yeah, some things are happening. We have a new studio and another one. This will be one at another show. After next week's show, we will be in the new sub studios. That's right, folks. That is right. Excitement, stress, all that is happening right now. And they say, why are you stressed out, Spread? It's a good thing. And of course it's a good thing, but when you make a change like that, and I'm leaving some closure here at this place, so stress is a thing. Stress is, you know, I don't stress out a whole lot. Hakuna Matata is what I always say. I don't stress out a whole lot, but it seems like the last, 4 or 5 months, my stress level has been not good, and it's been wearing on my health, and I think it's time to change that. Summertime is coming. I said summertime is coming.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
So, yeah, the sun brings positive energy to me, gives me energy for my soul, my body, my physicality, my everything. I just love summer. I love the extreme heat. I love dipping in a pool once in a while. I love all summer things. Right now it's raining some days, then it's nice out, then it's raining some days, then it's nice out, then it's raining some days. And then you're going to hear all these people in the middle of June here in Austin, Texas. I wish it was 30 degrees and I was in my fucking hoodie right now. And I'm going to be like, hold on. Shoot, putting bullets in your ass. I have to put the laugh track in on that so people don't think I'm serious. It's a sad world. You can't make fun of fucking gun stuff or killing stuff or joking around about shooting people because everyone takes it so serious. But if you actually do it, you get out of jail the next day, no bond, you're good to go. Sure, you'll show up for court. Or you kick a cop in the head and you get a plea deal, but maybe you had some hush money and you fucked a porn star. No deal for you, buddy. You're gone. See how that works? fuck. Yeah, I just read that today that this kid, these kids, something in New York, was beating up this cop and they kicked him in the head. Kid's out on no bail, and he struck a deal. But then Trump's going to court every day. He's not allowed to talk. He's not allowed to, write a check to his lawyers. He's not allowed to say, hey, there was collusion and some little trickery in the election. Somehow all this is a crime. I'm sure the hardcore Bidenites, as I like to call them, seem to think that he is a criminal, but yet they're okay with pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas fuckos going up in buildings and trashing them. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, you fucking liberal fucks. You fucking fuck. Oh, you fucking fuckers, man. You motherfuckers. And you're going to be like, well, Republicans are nothing but hillbilly bag of fucking hillbilly bag of people. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to fucking hear about them right now. They're not the one causing the shit. You motherfuckers are. You dumb fucking dumb fucks out here. Well, we're just going to ruin our education that your parents fucking paid for, you fucking lush motherfuckers. You entitled. When we say entitlement, this is the entitlement in America. These fucking kids going in these fucking people that have earned their fucking right to graduate from college or whatever the fuck. And they hate Jews and death to America and pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, where's this and that. Fuck you. Fuck you. You can ruin your own fucking shit, but don't ruin everybody else's. You're a piece of shit. And if there's a fucking genocide, I hope it's for you motherfuckers out there fucking thinking that it's death to everybody but you. Thinking that your way is the right way because you're screaming, because you're kicking, because you're fucking swinging your fucking dick in fucking graduation and leaving and then shouting. How about just fucking leave, sit your bitch ass at home, collect your socialist money, and fucking live the way you want in your grandparents' or your fucking parents' basement and let the rest of us enjoy our lives without concerning ourselves with political things out of our fucking control, like Israel and Palestine, you entitled little fucking scum of the fucking toilet bowl shit bag fucking children. Well, Splat, you're being a little immature saying it like that. That's how I'm fucking saying it. I had a podcast last week or the week before I went off on these motherfuckers, and every week it's getting fucking worse, and every week Biden or whoever on the fucking left side comes out and they fucking dismiss it and sugarcoat it and fucking pour a little water in it to water it down to make it sound like it ain't that fucking bad, you fucking pieces of fucking garbage. And there's nothing you can say, left, nothing you can say to dismiss the fucking intolerant fucking shit that your party is fucking pulling in the last 2 to 3 years. What the fuck? I'm sorry I'm so angry, but God damn it, dude. How do people want to raise fucking children in a fucking shithole where lefties, yeah, I'm going after the lefties today, folks, because the lefties are fucking retarded. You're okay with violent crimes, but the fucking ex-president says the election might have been a fraud. Throw him in jail. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired. You guys have pushed people to fucking vote. You left is fucking Donald Trump could sit in his house the rest of this election and let you fuckers hang yourselves, and he wouldn't have to do anything because you're doing it yourselves. You are promoting to elect Donald Trump from all your stupidity and all your arrogance and all your fucking naysaying the other side and putting down the MAGA whatever. It's your own fucking fault when he gets elected. And then you celebrities and you fucking dumb, uneducated, fucking out of touch, rich ass fucks go on fucking TV and you're telling us that Trump is going to be the next Hitler, the Mussolini, and he's already been president. We know what he's about. Shut the fuck up. We know what your president's doing right now. Let's talk about Hitler and Mussolini. I hate Jews? Come the fuck on. How are we as an American people tolerating this? How Republicans, now it's your turn. Get up off your fucking ass, you pussy fuck. You're the ones going, the pussification of America. And this generations are pussies. And you just sit back and shut your fucking mouth because you got no fucking balls. Because you got nothing to fucking say except for Joe Biden's old and he can't remember. Oh, there he went and stuttered. Oh, he fell again. again. Oh, no, he can't ride a bike. That's all you got, you fucking piece of fucking hillbilly fucking pieces of shits. Get your fucking shit together and quit tolerating this shit that is going on. It is disgusting. And we're just saying, we're going to pass this bill. We're going to pass this bill. Fuck that, man. Fuck that shit. Get in the face. Get in their faces just like they said they were going to do to you, just like they did to you, and just fucking everybody get a fucking MAGA hat and shove it up their ass. Well, Splat don't want you if you don't. You can't help it. It's fucking everywhere. This pro Hamas. I'm not even fucking saying it right because I don't give a fuck. And the adults in this country, my generation, the older folks before us, are letting this shit happen. So it ain't just this generation or that generation, left and right. It's all you motherfuckers. It's all you motherfuckers letting this shit being said on TV every fucking day, letting them going up in your fucking colleges and protest with air quotes and fucking talk about death to America and fucking riot when there's fucking white motherfuckers in jail right now because they decided to peacefully one person died and it wasn't a fucking cop in the fucking January 6th thing. Why? Because it was your fucking house, government? Because it happened to be your motherfucking house? When it's everybody else's, you motherfuckers ain't got shit to say. But when we roll up in your fucking house, you got fucking prison time to hand out like a motherfucker, don't you? Don't you? God damn it. I can't even come on here and have a good time and make fun of our government anymore. It's not even make funnable anymore. It's fucking sad and it's pissing me off that we have to, that we are tolerating this. I'm not even pissed off at the government. I am, but they're not the only ones now. It's us as a fucking society here in America letting it happen. Just, hey, it's okay. It'll da-da-da. When Trump becomes president, it'll all go away. No, the fuck it won't, you morons. No, the fuck it won't. But you guys are so polarized that you can't fucking see past your fucking rectum. That deserved a laugh. And I'm sorry I'm shouting and I'm angry, but motherfucking fuck, dude. How? It's because I have a daughter and we were just celebrating or bringing up her pictures from when she graduated. Peacefully graduated. If you don't like Jews, go fucking home and don't fucking graduate and let the people that do like Jews and want to graduate and get a fucking life going on because they're only fucking 20 something years old, shut up, quit ruining everybody's fucking life because you hate the Jews and you love Palestine and Hamas and all that bullshit. Get the fuck out of the fucking country, get your working visa, go over there, join their fucking army and skeet, skeet, skeet gays for Palestine and fucking all the fucking bullshit that you want, because if you get up in my face about it, I'm gonna fucking smack you in the mouth and something your fucking parents should have did. And if they want to put me in prison for smacking the fucking shit out of you for saying death to America, we're pro genocide, the city to the river to the sea, we all of a sudden we know geography, oh my god. Like, what? What? Is this what happens when you're stuck in your fucking house playing video games your whole life? You act like a fucking dumb fucking fuck. There's no words for what you fucking motherfuckers are. And I'm all for freedom of everything, but not that. Not this. This is not freedom because now you're taking away everybody else's freedoms. These people that want to graduate and get their fucking shit, and you got to interrupt that shit Why? Because your parents fucking paid some money? Where are the parents on the fucking news with their fucking kids out here that are getting paid by George Soros and the rest of the dump? And these colleges, they have fucking money. They have accounts. We already went through this. And where are the parents? Get up on the fucking news. Get on your fucking Twitters and your fucking TikToks and fucking start shitting on your fucking kids. And how shitty your fucking kids are. And what a bad, bad way you fucking raised your shitty fucking kids. Because it all goes back to what? The golden rule in Splatch Unicorner is take self-responsibility. And here we are. Here we are. We're worried about what Trump's doing. Oh, God, Trump didn't sign a document, put him in jail. Oh, my God, he got his dick wet and he got his ass smacked up, put him in jail. Oh, God. While the people prosecute him have more skeletons in their closet than a fucking cemetery. Now, get the fuck out of here. What is going on? And what is going on with us that we're letting it happen, that we're tolerating it? And will you say, Splat, the liberals are fucking ruining the country? No, you are helping. You are helping by shutting the fuck up, Republicans, House, whatever the fuck you own now. You should be getting some balls and fucking. And all of a sudden, you guys want to impeach everybody the last 6 months of their fucking tour. Get the fuck out of here. We as Americans need to take self-responsibility. It's just self-responsibility. That's what we need to do. And we all need to quit our jobs or just take the day off and go fucking protest and say death to Hamas. And if Palestinians want to say death to America, death to the Palestinians. And if Israel came over here and they're fucking ran their mouths and they said death to America, death to the Israelites. If anybody comes to this country and says death to America, we used to, you know, we put fucking people on flight risks fucking lists and ban them from flights for a reason. And all these people chanting death to America should be banned from a lot of fucking things. A lot of things. But no, we just let it go. Let it happen, guys. It's okay. Oh, my God. So, I'm sorry, I just went the fuck off. I'm just so tired. I think I'm tired, I'm stressed, and you guys just caught the brunt of that. But I'm so sick of it. You can't even enjoy life because people are just in your face about this and that and this and that, and nobody gives a fuck about your opinion. Nobody cares about your way of life. Nobody gives a shit what you do on your daily routine. To try and recruit everybody else in your shittiness is not the way to go. That goes for everything. Christianity, politics, wars. See, we're all worried about the left and the right are going to start a civil war. That's not going to happen now. It's going to be Americans against Hamas or ISIS. They're warning now that next week or next month is June. That is the gayest month of the year. And the ISIS might be targeting gay pride parades. But yet, we're going to say gays for Palestine, gays for Hamas, gays... Hamas supports the gays.
Every time I hear that, I just want to fucking put a bullet in my brain.
Fuck. On a lighter note, folks. Happy birthday, Coco Bean. Chappelle. Where are you? You hiding somewhere? She's sleeping.
She has turned 11. So happy birthday, Coco Bean, wherever you are. If you're sleeping, if you can hear me in your dream talking to you, Daddy loves you. Oh, man. So, yeah, a little, because of the move and everything, we had a very low-key birthday. In other words, I just gave her a hug and a kiss. Gave her a bone. She got sick off of it. So we have an extra bone that I won't be giving her. I thought I gave her a treat, and she went in. I think she just went in too fast. And was like, nope, this ain't for me. Blue. Folks, sorry. That whole rant just wore me the fuck. Maybe I need to smoke some marijuana about it. Hold on. I'll pause for a minute. I gotta go. Anyway, just had to get the... We'll do the vape today. But anyway, I'm glad I got that out of my system. Now that I've calmed down. Got to start taking some and we as people can't just watch the news and do podcasts and bitch about it, not do anything about it. As I do nothing about it. I'm also not higher up, right? And I'm not my kid's already out of college. So you guys need to take your action, you know what I mean? What else is going on in the fucking world? Steve piggybacking what I just fucking went off on, Steve Buscemi got fucking punched in the fucking head. He was walking down the street, some black dude just came up and punched him in the fucking head, or punched him in the face or whatever. He was in the hospital for a couple days. But this is the shit I don't know if we talked about it on here before or played the videos or the clips or whatever. But these girls were going on TikTok or whatever, Facebook or whatever, and having these videos saying they were getting punched in the face by random people, and everybody thought it was a shtick in New York or whatever. And everyone was like, nah, I've never seen that. And it turns out they're right. Those young ladies were right. And I can't say if they were, I believe they said they were people of POCs, people of color that were knocking them around. And that's fine because, you know, as long as it wasn't any white folks doing it. And I can't say that because I'll be racist. You can't say, you could say, I'm proud to be black, but you can't say I'm proud to be white. It's Black Pride Month, but you can't have White Pride Month. Black Proud, but you can't say White Proud. Black Power. Can't say white power. See where I'm going with this? You could say black pepper, but you can't say salt. That didn't even make sense. Oh, fuck. We're just living in a cycle of some fucking dream. Dream. That's the Matrix going glitching. Indict the motherfucker. Indict the motherfucker. Let's indict. But yeah, I mean, I know. Look, I just went off, and then every week I talk about how this is all a brain bleed, and this is this, and this is a brain bleed. I'm having the worst part of it, the worst part of the trip, man. I want this part to be over with. Can we just get back to the fucking peak? Maybe I already peaked. And now I'm just coming down. But it also could be, it could be a lot of things. My original idea when I was a youngster, and I still always randomly think about it, what if we're just an atom? And we're on a proton or a neutron, and the sun's the nucleus or whatever, and they're just going around it, and we're inside of a bigger, we're the smallest little thing. And then when the world ends, that's when they split atoms and make nuclear weapons wherever or whatever we're in. Maybe we're inside some genius. Maybe we're inside an animal. Maybe we're inside a fucking parasite. We don't know. Because we're living here in on Earth at a specific time in space. And what do they say? If you go through a black hole, I can go 500 years through here, something like that. How's it go? They folded up the piece of paper. And how do we know that's not the end when the black hole just comes and sucks us up? Hey, this is the worst blow job ever. Oh, my God. This sucks. Get it? Oh, but sometimes, I don't know, maybe I think too much. why do we have to try and figure out why we're here, where we're here, when we're here, who's here, who's not here? It's funny how we think about, how we worry about the most smallest things and the most smallest, the smallest bullshit, and when there's, and we question the bigger things. We don't question the small things. We question the bigger things. I think that's what I'm trying to say here. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. These vapes are pretty strong. Plus, my mind is just dead right now. Everything going on. I was sick. I'm getting over that finally. And then the allergies come back. And then I don't go out anymore. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I think that helps. Especially in this time. I like to be alone around this time in the month of the year. It's my time of the month, if you will. You know what we haven't done in a while? Let's get into something. Let's get, you know, we haven't hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Let me pause for a second. Okay, sorry, I had to return a very important message. A lot of stuff going on with this move, so I got a lot of move and work and this and that, and let's go check out some headlines before we go today. Headlines, motherfucker. God, I haven't done that in so long. We're back, bitches. We haven't done it in a while, and my brain isn't prepared for a podcast because everything going on and this and that and everything else. And I can't find my news app. It's It's because I just bitched at the liberals, and I think they're liberal-ish. Of course. Of course. Of course. Ads and shit. But I'm glad I'm moving now before summertime. Let's see if I find the headlines here. Entertainment. Let's see what's going on in entertainment. Entertainment. Bill Burr exposed the lie beneath Bill Maher's Free Thinker brand. Ruh-roh. Let's see what this goes. Man, everybody has to message me while I'm doing a fucking... Anyway, to say Bill Burr looked like he wished he were somewhere else is an understatement, which is wrong. I watched this episode, and this is a bullshit, Mr. The Independent. Slumped in an armchair and clutching the nub of a cigar, like he does in every interview or whatever, Burr had the air of a man who would rather be breaking rocks in a Siberian prison yard than be where he was. Sat listening till Bill Maher espouse his opinions on the war in Gaza. Well, here's the thing. This whole thing, right off the bat, the first paragraph in this article is bullshit. And this is what I'm talking about when the media overdoes shit and they fucking, these headlines are a little deceiving. I watched this episode. I listened to this episode. Bill, these guys have been friends forever. And it was just how they are with each other. So, wrong. Hosting the comedian on his Club Random podcast, which I highly recommend too, had brought up the widespread anti-war protests taking place on university campuses across the U.S. after Burr makes clear he's on the side of the kids. He and Maher, which was sarcasm, he and Maher would have charitably be described as a political back and forth. Maher arguing for Israel's rights to continue military action in Gaza condescends to his guest. It's easy to say I'm for the kids. Who's not for the kids? It comes down to real hard-nosed decisions. Where's the lie in that? He says, Bill Burr replies, stop talking like you're a general. I don't disagree with that, but this is the two guys rubbing each other, you know, busting balls. When Maher insists, you know, no one wants to see kids dead, Burr interjects. That was a very brave of you to say that. See, they were just busting each other's balls. It's blunt, effective mockery from the Massachusetts stand-up. As the conversation goes on, Bill grows visibly more derisive. Maher asserts, don't attack them as a simple solution to all these problems. Whoever wrote this article, go fuck yourself. If you don't understand how podcast works, you discuss things. I've discussed things people don't want to talk about on this fucking podcast before, like the Clintons and the Army or whatever. Whatever the fuck. So fuck this article. Fuck you. Stupid. Jerry Seinfeld's Duke University commencement speech spurs walkouts as students chant. And here we go, folks. Free Palestine. Free them. Free them all to hell. According to the New York Times, dozens of students left the graduation ceremony and chanted free, free Palestine in protest of Jerry Seinfeld, who has been vocal about his support of Israel because he's a Jew. Others in the crowd responded to the protesters with an applause of cheers and approval for the Seinfeld, who began his speech with, thank you. Oh, my God. What a beautiful. Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, we'll do this. Thank you. Oh, my God. What a beautiful day. It's my best Jerry Seinfeld. Though Jerry Seinfeld did not address the walkouts directly, he hinted at the culture of political correctness in his advice to the graduates. And he says, I totally admire the ambitions of our generation to create a more just and inclusive society. I think it is also wonderful that you care so much about not hurting people's feelings in the million and one ways all we do. That every second of every day,
Seinfeld said. It's lovely to want to fix those things, but all caps. But all we need to tell you is, as a comedian, don't lose your sense of humor. We can have no idea at this point in your life how much you're going to need it to get through. As reported by the Times, outside the stadium where the graduation was held, the students who walked out held a makeshift graduation ceremony. Ooh, look at your little Death to America graduation ceremony. And were joined by some faculty and family members. Disclose, divest, we will not stop, we will not rest, they continued to chant. In addition to posting about his support of Israel on social media, in December, Seinfeld made a trip to Tel Aviv to meet with families of hostages taken during Hamas's October 7th. In case anybody forgot, October 7th, when they raped and murdered and dismembered people attack. Earlier this month, his wife, Jessica Seinfeld, promoted on Instagram a UCLA counter-protest to the pro-Palestinian demonstration that have been taking place at universities across the country. We applaud you, Jessica Seinfeld, 30 years younger than your husband. Wow, that was, it just keeps getting deeper with these fucking protests. Stormy Daniels takes swipe at Donald Trump after second day of fury testimony. Let's get into this one. Stormy Daniels had a blistering response to Donald Trump after she divulged details about their alleged affair amid the ex-president's hush money trial. Because God forbid you do that. Real men respond to testimony by being sworn in and taken to the stand in court. Oh, wait, never mind the adult film star 45 quipped via X, formerly known as Twitter, on Thursday. And that's another thing. Formerly known as Twitter. Formerly known X, formerly known as Twitter. And look, it's Symbol, formerly known as Prince. Like, we're so fucking stupid that you have to tell us every time. It's formerly known as Twitter, in case you didn't know, even though it's been in the news and everywhere in everybody's faces. And if you've been on the thing formerly known as Twitter, you would know that it's not Twitter anymore. Of course, people loved Daniels' sense of humor. Look at the big tits. Shut up, one person wrote. Thank you for having the courage to take the stand and tell the truth about this fucking sleazebag. You absolutely killed it, even though you lied. While another said, Stormy Daniels is spot on. Trump goes outside of the courtroom and lies to his cult with impunity. And he won't take the witness stand and testify under oath because he's a coward and a pathological liar who'd perjure himself. Shut the fuck up, you whore. You fucking whore. I would like to, Trump said in an interview. You have a judge who's taking... Yeah, why would you want to go fucking swear under oath in front of this fucking judge that can't... He hates you. He won't let you talk. He won't let you have the freedom of speech that you were born to have. So fuck this guy. I'm on Trump with this one. You have a judge who's taken away my freedom of speech. So I'm not allowed to speak, essentially, Trump said of it. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, he could say something when he's in court. Fuck that. If you don't want me to see saying something in the hallway, I'm not saying it in the fucking court. If you say anything slightly off, he wants to put you in jail. I'm agreeing with the Trump on this one. If you say anything slightly off, he wants to put you in jail. That's my bad. That was horrible. I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it. As OK previously reported, Daniels shared details about her alleged tryst with the businessman after they met in 2006 at a golf tournament. And everyone's like, how can he fucking sleep with his bro? How could she sleep with a man knowing he was fucking married? And took money. Allegedly took the money. Fucking whore. You're a fucking whore. Whore.
On May 7th, she recalled... you guys would think I was a MAGA guy. On May 7th, she recalled how Trump wanted to get dinner with her, and they ended up going to his apartment instead. But I didn't know he was married, right? After coming back to the bathroom, she was startled to find Trump in his bed with little to no clothes on. It was like a jump scare. Oh, look, a naked man. And I came back to his apartment, and I'm a whore, so I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. And that's when I had the moment where I felt like the room spun in slow motion. Here we go. Great, I've put myself in this bad situation, which you could easily leave. He didn't come at me. He didn't rush at me. He didn't put his hands on me. Nothing like that. Later in the week, Daniel said she spoke to Trump about using protection, but he ended up not using a condom. That's your fault for letting that happen, if it did happen. You cannot work unless you have a test, she told him, and about how the industry she's in requires her to test every 30 days. Adding to the current requirement is 2 weeks. Anybody in the industry can see anybody's testing. You sort of waive that privilege. But yes, I have every test that I've ever done for the last X amount, not formerly known as Twitter, amount of years. I never tested positive for anything. Daniels then revealed they talked about using protection prior to doing the deed, knowing he was a married man, you whore. Whore. Yes, a little bit, and I think that's kind of what we segued into the safety conversation, she told the court. He said, aren't you worried about safety? And I was quick to point out that my time in the industry was chose to work for Wicked Pictures because they are the only condom mandatory company. And when you perform on camera for Wicked Pictures, you have to use a condom. They're the only condom mandatory company in the adult business, she continued. And when I worked with my husband, I had to use a condom, even though I'm allergic to latex. So we were talking. They have plenty more besides latex, you dumb bitch. So we're talking about that and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, adult performers are all kind of like, I said, like WWE, like wrestling. Okay, there you go. Man, these, I kind of miss doing the headlines. Blah, 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 blah. We're probably going to do it next week, too. After facing fierce backlash from a problematic domestic violence joke, in November, Matt Rife apparently poked fun at the total lack of consequences he faced because he shouldn't have had to face any, you fucking ninnies. After his Netflix special sparked controversy in November, remember we talked about that. We talked about that here. Matt is said to have mocked the total lack of consequences he's faced because he's a comedian. He came under scrutiny when his Netflix special Natural Selection premiered. For context, Matt spent years trying to get his big break on the comedy circuit, but didn't work out for him until he blew up on TikTok back in 2022. Building online following mostly made up of women. Prior to the special's release, Matt had said that he had constantly written it with a male audience in mind and appeared to have a chip on his shoulder about the woman-dominated fan base. Speaking to Variety, he insisted, one of the biggest misconceptions of things I get ridiculed online for is people are like, oh, he only has female fan base. And in the beginning, yes, because I did blow up on TikTok, which is a very female dominant. Is it? I've been on TikTok. And it's only because I follow females. That's one thing I wanted to tackle in this special, was showing people that, like, despite what you think about me online, I don't pander my career to women, Matt added. I would argue that was special. It was way more for guys. I said that. Everybody knew that. Leave the kid alone. It's over. Quit trying to cancel him before he gets famous. Come on. fucking...
Indict the motherfucker.
Goddamn right.
The View host Joy Behar's Dan and Vito joke sparks audible audience reaction. Oh no, why are you booing me? Joy, fuck this cunt. Joy Behar was met with loud reactions from the audience on Wednesday morning's episode of The View after she made a joke about Danny DeVito's height. To the ABC host, it sounded an awful lot like booing, which confused her a little bit. To kick off the show, the women recounted their experiences at Disney's Upfront's presentation on Tuesday, when they all present for which they all presented for. For her part, Behar largely just fawned over Disney's CEO Bob Iger, namely his looks. Bob Iger, you know Bob Iger. He's the one that is a weirdo. He's the head of the whole thing. He's the big muckety muck and the quite attractive, I might point out, Behar said. According to host Sonny Hostin, Behar said he was very muscular. Now, if a guy or a MAGA person was saying this stuff, they'd be sexual predators and sent to jail, prompting Behar to heap praise on the man even more. But she did joke that people surrounding him might have contributed to that image. He's so handsome and he's so very tall, although maybe he looked at tall because he was standing next to Danny DeVito. I don't even see the joke there. So fuck this cunt. She doesn't even deserve my time. The most hated people in country music, Beyonce. This trans man shared how he interacts with men at his steel mill job. Okay. I never noticed any of this male body language. Leo McCallan is a trans model, author, and actor who also happens to have worked in the blue-collar, generally conservative, and male-dominated settings like steel mills. As a result, Leo is in the unique position of being able to observe cisgender men in their natural habitat, as it were. From this experience, Leo put together some tips from people who were uncomfortable in these types of settings, especially when there's a lot of toxic masculinity on display. You mean men being men? How fuck off. Now, this ain't women, dude. This ain't fucking she-males and this and that bullshit. You're coming over to the men's side. You're a bitch coming over and acting like a bitch is what you're doing. Because this whole toxic masculinity, because men are being men, needs to fucking go away. We need to fight against being called that. That's our N-word, average white straight male. And if we can't be men and you think it's toxic, stay the fuck away from us. You came into our fucking gender, bud. You hopped up on our fucking train. Go if you don't like it. Here's how you carry yourself around a group of men that feel intimidating and uncomfortable and unsafe to you. One, go slow. This fucking cunt. Now I'm going to call you a her, you fucking piece of shit. Walking fast hand movements, they just read nervous. Say I was at the supermarket and I dropped something. I would lean down very, very slowly, very casually, like the laziest lion in the den. This stunned me as a cis man. You're not a cis man. You're a trans man, you fucking cocksucker. Because I've never really noticed that men do this, but we totally do. Leo's theory is that it's all about the presentation and perception of who you are and what you're doing. So in essence, it's about projecting confidence and control, even if you're not actually confident or in control. My background is in literature. I've just always been an acute observer and storyteller. I think that paired with my experience of being a transgender, finally got it right, has offered me an incredibly unique perspective on human behavior. No, it doesn't. I have the privilege of describing the world through my eyes and painting a picture of other people can enjoy and also learn from. We don't need to learn shit from you. I'm a man. I don't need to learn dick from you. You need to pay attention to me, bud. Listen to the Splatch Unicorner podcast, and maybe you'll find out what a fucking man is. Fuck this article. You're not coming on. You guys stay over there and swim with the bitches and the girls and think you're the don't come to the men's side and pretend like you're a fucking man and you know everything, because you fucking don't. Believe me when I fucking tell you. Howard Stern breaks silence on Jerry Seinfeld shading his comedy skills. This is embarrassing. Ruh-roh. Jerry Seinfeld's a bit, you know, you make a pretty good movie, pretty funny movie, and everybody shits on you. And Jerry Seinfeld, oh, man, my back. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld, and he has been fucking on fire, man. He's speaking the truth. Jerry Seinfeld saying he isn't very funny. He responded to Jerry Seinfeld saying that he isn't very funny. This is probably one of those Bill Burr, Bill Maher things. Last week, Seinfeld 70 claimed that Stern 70 is lacking comedy chops on the Fly on the Wall podcast. After Seinfeld's comments went viral, he issued an apology to the famous... Okay, don't apologize. Stern broke his silence on Seinfeld's remarks and subsequently apologized on Howard Stern on Monday. Fuck out of here. Jerry said that basically I'm an interviewer and that I'm not a comedian. Bingo! And that now comedians have podcasts and comedians are, you know, funnier or something than me, Stern said. I read that and went, oh, that's weird, because Jerry is a personal friend of ours, especially. Just because he's your friend doesn't mean he can't critique you, Howard. Especially his wife, Jessica Seinfeld, is really good friends with Beth Stern. Stern confirmed that Seinfeld called him immediately to apologize for his comments, and Stern was happy to forgive his friend. I said, Jerry, you don't have to, please. This is embarrassing. I'm the king of going on the air and having millions of regrets afterward. Apology accepted. I don't care. Okay, good. Howard Stern took the high road. I'm an interviewer. I don't know what I am. I always considered myself a bit of a comedian, but whatever it is, don't worry about it. Stern explained, adding, okay, thank you. I'm sorry I shit on you then, Howard. Because that's how I feel about this podcast. I'm not an interviewer. I'm not a comedian. I'm not a news reporter. I just like to sit here and hang out with you fine folks. Stern also revealed that Seinfeld asked to come on a serious podcast radio to apologize there, but Stern shut him down. I said, no, not necessary. I don't want to get into it. It's awkward. It's fine. I said, I have to apologize to you for shit I've said. And I've had to call people up and apologize for shit I've done on the air. And when I'm a huge fan of these people, I don't know what gets into me if I just added, so what's really that a big deal? It's not really that big deal. Whatever. Okay, so, good. Settled it like fucking men. They settled it like fucking men. Nigerian women question Meghan Markle's ancestry in resurfaced video. Oh, no. Man, these people are really going at Bill Burr and Bill Maher. A simple solution to conflict in the Middle East. Comedian meets woman from a cult in her show, and everyone is saying the same thing. Wait, what? Oh, fuck. TikTok of a comedian's stand-up routine was gone viral after one of the audience members shared that they were in a cult. And everyone's saying the same thing. Comedian Gabby Bryan asked two audience members how they knew each other. In an unexpected turn of events, one shared, I was in the same cult as her fiancé. The woman described the cult, which was active in Silicon Valley, Oxford, and Boston, as just people trying to make the world a better place using math and stuff, and also claimed that there were orgies and towards the end of the cult existence. The clip has racked up over 1 million views, but if you open the comments, you'll notice they're all saying the same thing. The woman's description of the cult sounds like effectum altruism. Oh my God, a cult leader with a band personality. I don't know what that means. Effective altruism is described as a research field and practical community that aims to find the best way to help others and put them into practice according to their website. The movement gained attention when Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, was on trial for fraud and other related crimes after he revealed he was a follower of the movement. And whilst using research and community to try and change the world for the better might sound like a harmless movement, the group has long been at the center of controversy. But yet we let Scientology exist. For example, the main charity the government donates to, GiveWell, has faced criticism for downplaying harmful side effects on the donations, as well as falling to the fact in a matter well-known negative effects of aid, according to a report of movement by Wired. The charity is also criticized for withholding money after they claim there was a lack of cost-effective funding opportunities. It has also been criticized for promoting the ideas that aid is essentially the only method to help people and result encouraging people to enter their industries, blah, 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 blah. The Price is Right contestants was asked to leave, and here is why. What? A recent contestant on The Price is Right was asked to leave the stage in a rare occurrence this week. It is the first time any contestant has been asked. Yeah, I've never heard of that before, but the beloved game. God damn it. Game show. Please keep reading to find out why the contestant. Are they telling me what to do here? Keep reading to find out. This is an embarrassing moment. The Price is Right contestant, Elmira, I can't remember, made a very light spin when she was trying to earn her spot on stage. On her first spin, she landed on the number 65. Under normal circumstances, this would have been a spectacular spin. But shortly after, Drew Carey confirmed her it didn't count. The wheel has to make at least one rotation for the spin to count, so she spun again and only landed on 45, meaning that the wheel didn't make a complete rotation again. That's when the Price is Right host offered to help her. Here, let me help you out, Drew said. With help of 65-year-old host, Elvira managed to land on 75. Then Drew Carey told her she had one more spin to try and step in to help her again. However, she told him she had it. Fortunately, her fourth spin landed in between numbers, so it didn't count. She landed on 40 for her fifth and final spin, which put her over 100, shaking her hand. Drew Carey thanked Elvira for coming on the show and then helped her off the stage. There was just a woman on The Price is Right who couldn't spin the wheel full rotation. After four times, they gave up and asked her to leave. Ha 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 ha, one viewer wrote. Did they really leave? I have it on mute. The original post responded, verifying that Elvira was politely asked off the stage. Well, don't you have to make, I don't remember how that works. Don't you have to make a certain amount of points before you? Move on from the wheel? I don't remember how that goes. Well, we'll do a few more here. The Simpsons star Harry Shearer stopped voicing a black character and then started hearing folks say the show has become woke in recent years. Harry Shearer was voiced dozens of characters on Fox's The Simpsons after Mr. Burns to Ned Flanders and Principal Skinner, but he was replaced as the voice of Springfield's physician Dr. Hibbert when producers of the show vowed in 2020 to no longer have white characters. This is what I don't fucking understand. And fuck you, Simpsons. Because you did it with Abu. You did it with... And people are doing it for Disney things. It's like... Bradley Cooper, we'll take for an example. I haven't watched the movie. I still have yet to see the movie Maestro. They were mad because he wasn't a Jew and he put a fucking prosthetic nose to make his nose look bigger because he wasn't Jewish. Well, you should get a Jewish actor. You should get a retarded actor or a special needs actor. Sorry, I did not mean that. Oh.
I don't want to use that word, woke. It is gross. It is disgusting. But let's use this word, actor. Voice actor. Male actor, female actor. Your profession is to act like something that you're not. That's why I don't understand blackface and all that shit, why people get mad about that. It's acting. All this is acting. You are getting paid to do something that is not you. Whether it's race, culture, whatever the fuck. Shut the fuck up. This whole thing is just stupid. Shearer recently reflected on the changing during an interview with the Times of London. Folks say the show was among more recent years and one of the characters was been affected. I voiced the black physician. I think that's how we talked to Dr. Hibbert, who I based on Bill Cosby. Back then, he was known as the whitest black man on television. Then, a couple of years ago, I received an email saying that they'd employed a black actor who they then copied my voice. Well, isn't that cultural appropriation then? You're stealing a white man's voice? The result is a black man imitating a white man, imitating the whitest black man on TV. That is brilliant, dude. The result is a black man imitating a white man, imitating the whitest black man on TV. I can hear Tony Hinchcliffe's voice right now. Shearer appeared to question his recast, as he should, as he always tried to make Dr. Hibbard's whiteness as a black man part of the joke. Duh. Since he modeled him after Cosby, the character is now voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson, another black character on the show. Homer's friend Carl Carlson is now voiced by Alex Dzert after being originally voiced by Hank Azaria. Mm-mm-mm. The Simpsons producers announced that in 2020, the characters of color on the long-running animated sitcom would only be voiced by actors of color from now on. Prior to that announcement, the show had been subject to heavy criticism after white actors like Azaria Arya play characters like the Indian store owner Apu. Azaria stepped away from the voicing the character in January and admitted that his voice role helped create a dehumanizing stereotype. The actor controversial casting Apu was the subject of 2017 documentary The Problem with Apu from comedian Harry Anyway, fuck the Simpsons. Boom Barn CEO says Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album has not meaningfully impacted. It's because of all the fake news, all the bullshit, all, you know, country music. We're not racist, but we won't fuck around with Beyonce. Fuck out of here. People are mad at Anita Baker because she fucking didn't show up right before. Like, that's important. I'm Anita Baker. Like, you can't get your $20 back. Get the fuck out of here, people. Maybe she had something going on. So, I don't know. Leave people alone. Drake is another Diddy, but they are not saying everything yet. Of course, the big beef. Still, I don't know. It's been quiet on the front. Another Bill Burr goes viral for dismantling Bill Maher on his own podcast. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Maybe we should just wrap this up. It's getting on my nerve. MTV Movie and TV Awards canceled for 2024. Well, you got to have video. Yeah, let's wrap this up. Everybody. Well, we finally showed the picture of the lady that couldn't spin the wheel. I think she was up to no good. Yeah, there's not much going on here. I think we've covered the gist of what needs to be said this week, folks. Remember, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. If you need to seek help, reach out to all the hotlines and whatnots. I don't have them in front of me at the moment. So I remember Tokes and Jokes at Mr. Nice Guys, 13201 Pond Springs Road. Tokes and Jokes, they have jokes, comedians on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and movie nights and game nights on Wednesdays. Always something going on. And this week, I want to drop this episode early this week. Sunday, go up there and listen. Go up there and tell one of the best weed whackers or bud members or whatever they call themselves there. Tell Ashley happy birthday. Go up, celebrate happy birthday. Bring some fucking food. I'm gonna definitely show up for a minute. I don't know how long I'm gonna stay, Ash. So if I didn't go, you wouldn't let me live it down. But go up there. I believe it's the 19th, May 19th for Ashley's birthday. Let's go show some of these weed whackers some love. That's at Mr. Nice Guys at the Green Room. You know where to go. You know what to do. You know what's up. What's up? And happy Mother's Day to everybody again. And yes, folks, we have one more week before we are in a new location. And while you're waiting for another episode of mine to drop, go check out the Frequency, T-H-E-E, frequency.com. And go check out Sarah, that's Sarah the Witch, the Frequency on Instagram, Facebook, Sarah the Witch. Her store, thefrequency.com. T-H-E-E, frequency.com, get readings, crystals, all kinds of stuff there. And happy birthday, Coco Bean! Happy birthday, number 11, bitches! And always remember, folks, if you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Just kidding. So, yeah, those, go check that out. All right, everybody. Thank you for sticking around and hanging out with me for another episode. I love you guys. Like, share, comment. Oh, speaking of, people have been commenting. We got some new commenters. Andrew, thank you so much. Latina Smiley 200, I don't know your real name, but thank you for all the comments. I do read your comments under the podcasts. I'm glad you like the bros, those, and hoes. And I love you back, Latina Smiley 200. Andrew, love you, bro. Keep it real. Stay high, folks. Stay fly. If you want to reach us, splatchunicorner@gmail.com, splatchunicorner on Instagram and Facebook. Stay high, stay fly. Peace and love. And the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches. Take a sip now. Look what you got. Ramblings of a man's thoughts. Ramblings of a man's thoughts. You see, three ghosts came to visit. One was my past, but I buried it. The second was my present that's being dealt with. The third was my future to remind me that I ain't shit. Take a shot now, look what you got. It's the ramblings of a man's thoughts. I said, take a shot now, look what you got. It's the ramblings of a man's thoughts. Smoking things out of my control. As I pack my soul into this empty bowl, I search for a flame to light these goals. I find it's empty inside. No, my mind, I almost forgot to pour you a shot. Now look what you got. Ramblings of a man's thoughts. Yeah. I'm gonna pour you a shot. Now look what you got. Ramblings of a man's thoughts.
thoughts. Ramblings of a man's thoughts.
Peace and love. The holy smoke above.